on 0845 300 28 29. I wonder if it actually qualifies as one of the most awkward conversations you can have. Talking to a teenager about sex, it can get pretty embarrassing, can't I? So how do we actually get over that and still manage to cover the topics that needed to be covered? Well, a new project in Exeter called Sex and History is taking a new approach to this age-old problem. It's using ancient erotica, including African fertility dolls and models of copulating couples, to prompt discussions of difficult issues. And as Sophie Pierce reports, the project is linked to a new exhibition opening in Exeter today.
Well, I'm at the Royal Albert Museum in Exeter, and I've just come into the exhibition Intimate Worlds, which they're just setting up at the moment. And the first thing you see on the wall is a sign saying taking sex seriously, and you walk in and you've got all sorts of questions: pornographic, sacred, embarrassing, asking questions about sex, essentially. And walking in, there are some amazing things to see. I mean, the first thing that strikes me is a chastity belt made of metal, and actually really rather a brutal looking object. And then coming around, we've got a Roman phallus. It was a street sign, apparently. That
I just think it's a really good way to get people talking, because I find in how sex education is done, people are scared to talk about things because people think they're relating it to themselves. But when you relate it to something which isn't anywhere near us, even in time, it's so much easier to talk about things.
Hannah is one of several teenagers at Exeter College who've been trying out this very unusual sex education module. Professor Kate Fisher from the University of Exeter was instrumental in putting it together. She says using these ancient objects depersonalises the issue.
Any of the embarrassment that we have around sex doesn't really come into play when you're looking at objects that represent different cultures and different time periods. So what we found when talking to teachers was that when they struggled to talk about very sensitive and very difficult topics, these objects were absolutely the ticket.
The idea came about after Kate discovered there were many ancient sex objects which have been hidden in the vaults of the Wellcome Collection and never shown in public before. They include statues, models, vases and cups depicting sexual acts, as well as a chastity belt. Exeter College students Oliver and Leah found them very thought-provoking.
You can see how it's influenced today with things like the chastity belt. It sort of says that medieval knights were anxious about the fidelity of their wives. And you can sort of see that in today's society where men are trying to keep a firm hand on their women. Like, not always, but sometimes they think their women are quite promiscuous. And like that's common association with women today, I think.
With these sort of artefacts, because it's historical, it doesn't feel... It's more of a history lesson, but you also learn a lot about sex through it and about history as well and different cultures. And that's more sort of, I think that gives children or whoever's learning about sex a better understanding than simply saying, like, this person does this to this person. Do you know what I mean? It's a lot more interesting and, like, you can learn a lot more from it, I think.
Using the past to draw out contemporary issues and dilemmas is nothing new, but using it to help youngsters talk about sex is... The objects can be seen in the Royal Albert Memorial Museum in Exeter from today until the 29th of June.
Sophie Pierce reporting. Absolutely fascinating.